Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad. I'm live on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa. Excellent. Murad speaks. And I'm filling in for my niece, both of them, Salima Muhammad and Dr. Nadira Muhammad. And that show comes to you at 11 o'clock a.m. every Saturday morning. And we try to enlighten you on the things that they have learned in the way of taking care of people's lives that are in the medical field. And because of that reason, they was able to give back that which they have learned by taking care of their parents. And back then, there was no school or no individual can teach you how to care for the life of another human being, more or less their parents. So they struggle. And because there's 10 of them, each one had to pitch in and had some type of care and some type of sensitivity for the love of your loved ones. So happened that Salima and Nadira was front and center. Now, there's others. I may not mention their name because I do not know the name of anyone else. However, they also brought to your attention that the whole family chipped in. If it was no more than going out and getting what they need and the necessity. That's wisdom. Wisdom is when you experience something. Knowledge is when you learn something. They had to go through the trial and error and the difficulties to be able to please their parents, mother and father. And I like that because today we sign our loved ones to these various different nursing homes. And guess what? 80% of them catching hell. One of the most important reasons that a lot of us catch hell in these nursing homes is because they're not funded. And if you're not funded, you can't have the expertise because it costs a great deal of money. So here comes COVID-19, and you're literally dying in these homes. Because why? COVID-19 pays the nursing homes to do what they want them to do, and because they don't have the money, they have to accept the gift. And the gift benefits the owners. It benefits the people that gets paid well. So therefore, they're no longer dealing with you one-on-one. They're dealing with you as a corporation that got to survive. They're dealing with you with a corporation that have to compensate the people that works there. So you're neglected. And these nursing homes used to make money if you were being there or you were making $100 a month. You have to turn over 80% of your earnings to them. Now you would say, what about the person that makes that $100 a month? Well, they was pretty much taking care of those who make 50 and up, and some of them are millionaires, but they got to turn their whole estate over to them. So that justifies why they can let some of the people that cannot take care of themselves. And they build these beautiful, gorgeous condominiums. But they got to take at least 10% of those 300 homes or 500 homes and allow you in. They call that a democracy. That's not a democracy. However, so right now, if it wasn't for Salima and Dr. Nadira, you would not know how to maintain one's life. So this is large, and this is why I had to come on. We have a small technical problem. And normally when you travel, you can repeat. And some people say that's redundant. No, it isn't. You didn't get it the first time. You might get it the second time. You might get it the fifth time. Hell, you might get it when you're growing up and say, oh, now I know what they was talking about. But I say something very profound. For Allah, God, repeats itself. You read the Quran? Did you read the Quran when you was 5? Did you read it when you was 10? Did you read it when you was 20 or 30? They say you're not living a complete life if you didn't make it to 40. But what about those who made it to 70? What about those who made it to 100? I wouldn't care if you live for 2,000 on this earth. You will never, ever comprehend the extent, the ending of the knowledge of God. So it evolves. The more you read it, the more you comprehend it. And you will never be able to learn the full knowledge and wisdom of God, for he is the system of all knowledge. And if you understand that, it's why we don't die. Because what you learn in this world, when you evolve into the hereafter, Allah would teach you more. So there's no beginning of Allah's religion or his knowledge and wisdom of the world, and there's no ending. There's no beginning, and there's no ending. But there's a beginning of you and I, and that's when we come into new knowledge. And then once you reach that bar that you set for yourself, then you have to learn some more to supersede what you learned a year ago about yesterday. I decided to go to New York and see my brother, Shahid, everybody knew by Musa. My wife and I, we decided to go, and she likes to walk. I like to walk in the mall. I don't just walk. But it's nice to walk into Harlem or down the Bowery or walk on downtown New York where everybody goes. And you can see people from all walks of life. You can see how they conduct themselves. So we enjoyed ourselves. Just walking and dealing with the merchants, and so forth and so on. It just makes you feel good about yourself. Because why? You're learning. They say traveling broadens your scope. Maybe why I have so much ability. I'm gifted with things that I like to do because I've been around the world as a young man. And they say traveling broadens your scope. I'm telling you right now, when I saw how poor these people are in those parts of the world, I couldn't wait to get home to America. We don't even know. Our ghetto is their middle class in those countries. But I traveled with Muhammad Ali. May Allah be pleased in Grand Paradise. So I saw A1. I never was down in the ghetto, as you would use that phrase. I was with the rich, the men that ran the countries, the sheikhs, the ulamas, the scholars, presidents. I saw the best of the best. And I understood that the best of the best It was just knowledge for me. You too can be the best. When I saw all these rich people and how they live in these beautiful, gorgeous mansions in these foreign countries, and most of these men that are successful, you'll be riding the city and you say, God, look at the garbage, look at the dirt. Oh, what's going on? And all of a sudden you see this beautiful castle. And you make the left-hand turn, the doors open up, you in paradise. Right there in the ghetto where the people, I used the word ghetto, it's worse than that. But you got my, I believe I got your attention. So the place was worse than worse. But not when you went into that fort. Butlers, maids, beautiful this, beautiful that. And I said, how could they do that? Because there's no democracy. You're either broke or you're rich. In America, there's the democracy. But most of us are broke. Most of us don't have anything. But I also realized, because most of us won't get off our ass set. Because there is a will, there's a way. If you give up, you got nothing. And that's what's happening around the whole globe, more or less, here in America. Why do you think they all migrate here? They come here for the main reason they want to be free. Yes, you call them Islam all their life, but they didn't want Islam. They came here and been Christians. There's Christians that didn't want to be in those countries, but when they came in and El Islam. This is what goes on in society. So now we got COVID-19. And COVID-19 has shut us down. Just like Hitler shut down his country, Germany. And he made it him, owning him. And I don't like to go too far into Hitler's history. But if you check his mind, he was a bastard and tricking and conning people, but he did it with threat. He did it with, I will kill you. He did it with, shut the hell up. He did it with, you can't talk to your neighbor. You can't talk to your wife. Separate them. Or you'll pay a big price. And then his communication was, you will only hear what I say. So he tricked the children, gave them free radios, didn't cost them anything. Gave them all kinds of toys and games that they can play that daddy couldn't give them, mommy couldn't give it to them. But he refused to educate them. So when you turn on the radio, you didn't hear no music. You heard Hitler. All you heard was Hitler, and he was shooting his thoughts in the mind of the youth called subliminal seduction and made them believe that he was the man. Plus, all you heard was Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. But at the same time, he was rewarding them. And look what he was doing to their parents, putting them in the ovens if you didn't do what we asked you to do. So they suffered over there. Today is a modern day Hitler. And they took a page out of his book, shut him down. No education, closed down the schools, closed down the churches, closed down the synagogues, closed down the masjids. Why? Why would he ask them to close all this down so you can listen to them? And Donald Trump, when he was president, Donald Trump, I don't have to call him president now today. I call him Donald Trump. But I have to refer to him as the former president. He said fake news. He knew it. He knew it. And so therefore, he's okay. I'm going to try to do it to you. Right? Because I'm the president and I can do what I want to do, I'm going to come against everything you don't like that I'm doing that you're doing to people out there. And Donald Trump said something very profound. He said, vote for me, because who you voted for ain't doing a damn thing for you. So why not vote for me? That got me. And I understand today, because I was listening to Messenger, and a young man sent me a Malcolm X, a footage of Malcolm X and his family, all the girls, a footage of Malcolm X, the lawyer that came to them to represent them, and the lawyer that takes over all these big cases when someone gets murdered. And it was in that same ballroom, which is remodeled now as as Malcolm X's place, and they made the announcement. Who killed Malcolm? And the officer, brothers and sisters, the officer that took over is the man that told the story before he died, that the federal government killed Malcolm. Why? Because he was the leader. Put him in that position. But he had no idea that they was coming in that ballroom to kill Malcolm. And he got a whole book on it, and he released it before he died 2.5 months ago. Pardon me. Yes, that's what he said. Here it is. Here's all the details. Who was with me? Who was over top of me? And this comes from J. Edgar Hoover. And he said he would not go to his grave without exposing it. So if they can plot to kill the best of us, then you can imagine how everybody that you think would help us is fearful, because this young man, which was his nephew, he said, do not expose it until I die. Because a lot of innocent people would die if they knew I was telling the story. Now I'm going to tell it. Here it is. And they gave that letter, read it, gave that the last words of that deceased officer that told it from soup to nuts. Wrote a book. He was told to write a book. And they cannot stop it, because it's now written in history. But that's not all they have to kill. He's dying today. But for some reason, how do we care about who's dying when we don't even care about our own parents? And that's what Salima Muhammad and my niece, Nadira Muhammad, that is their goal, to wake you up. But it starts at home and then spreads abroad. But we neglect our loved ones. And they can't do anything anymore. But they can't help you no more. You also have an attitude. And you disrespect your mother. You disrespect your father. Now I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. Let me show you how the heart works. You can take an individual, and that individual might not be in that right state of mind. And you can talk to that individual, and they'll ask you a question. What is your name? And that individual may not give you their name because they can't, the forefront, to be conscious of their name. But ask them, what is their father's name? They will give you that faster than they will give you their own name. What is your mother's name? They'll give her your mother's name. But they cannot bring to the forefront their own personal name. But if you call them by their name, they will say yes and repeat you. How is it they can name their father? How is it they can name their mother? Because the mother and father is in their heart, and that is their heart speaking. We have lost our parents. We don't care nothing about our parents, and you supposed to be in your state of mind. You would turn their phone off because you don't like what they said. You'll put them in isolation, just cut them off. What is the world coming to? But you say you're a good Christian. You say you're a good Muslim in Al-Islam. I love saying that because we're all Muslim in Al-Islam. No, brother. No, sister. You're not a hypocrite because you're not intelligent enough to be a hypocrite, but you're hypocritical. But you don't love your mother. You don't love your father. Now, my mother and father is here in spirit. I can't touch them and feel them. But with my own, my oldest brother, and he's the oldest because my oldest sister passed also. But when my oldest brother said, "You come to visit me?" I said, "Yes, I'm coming to visit you." He was so happy, brothers and sisters. I missed Jumba to see my brother. Now, I could have got over there earlier, but there's things that I wanted to go out and get. And then my wife baked some cheesecake. And she makes a good cheesecake. And he said, "Tell her don't do that. The idea of y'all coming to visit me is what I love. Tell her I do nothing. And tell her don't do nothing." So I told her. After a prayer, she baked that cheesecake. And it was almost like bringing, I have to say it, if you comprehend it. It's like waking up and seeing the toys that you've been wanting to have. As a baby, we practiced Christmas. Christmas was fun to us. It's like not having a birthday for the first time. It's your birthday. He was so elated. Told me to call him when I got home. "You got home that quick?" "Yes." "Tell your wife I love her. I love you too, brother. What you have done. You don't know what you have done for me." Now, brothers and sisters, that's love. We don't love each other no more. It's amazing that we was like that during the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad until we embraced it, Islam. And we joined the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If y'all women don't do anything else, y'all should thank him for what he had taught those men to be men. Yes, we was a specimen of a man, but we wasn't men to M-A-N. We were still children playing with games and toys and G.I. Joes and basketball and football, but we didn't know nothing about taking care of no woman. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that she's queen, mother of the earth. And rightfully so. None of us come here without coming through that tunnel. But we disrespect her. And we mistreated her. And had her do the despicable things. Because why? Because we wasn't in charge. The welfare check went with the woman. The man suffered by hanging from the tree. As Billie Holiday used to sing, there's a strange fruit hanging from the tree. to me, and Simone made it even larger. She sung the same song. It's so nice they did it twice. Yes, we was castrated. Yes, we was burned in hot boiling water. Yes, they tied our legs to one horse and another. We tied our arms behind our back. Yes, they tore and feathered us and strike the match and send that brother opposite direction and split right in half in front of the female, in front of our children. But William Lynch sent the message, put pity in them. And those women will never accept a man can do anything for them. Our nigger, which they referred to us as. So the brother grew up and superseded that type of punishment and then turned on the female. Why? Unconsciously, he felt, now I can rule her. But the Honorable Muhammad came and cleaned up all of it. Most of us was pimping, selling drugs, doing the despicable. So he said, I didn't come here to teach you religion. I came to clean you up. And one after me will teach you your true religion. And my God, did he clean us up. You went and flocked to Al-Islam. These were men. These were real men. They went to work. They provide. Their money was your money. Your money was your money. And today, we want to forget him. And today, we only want to get his accolades. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 45 names, says something very profound, very profound. He said, if you don't get credit when credit is due, you get no more. And today, we don't give credit. Yes, we talk about Imam Walid bin Muhammad. Yes, we talk about Mir Farrakhan. Yes, we talk about Malcolm X. Saigon, Dover Drew Ali. We can go on and on, Dr. King. Allow me to say something to you. That the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was free. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the only man in America that can boldly say the white man was a devil. He didn't put no cut on it. Call him the scum of the earth. Blue eyes, blonde hair. Call him a devil. Did they kill him? They knew not to kill him. Because if he said Allah protected him, true. But you will put that in the category of Moses and Jesus and Abraham. They were protected by Allah. But they say they crucified Jesus. But the Holy Quran says they crucified him not. So they didn't kill Jesus. But Jesus didn't represent no religion. Jesus came to cut down the fig tree. And some of the Jews today don't like Jesus. Because it stopped them from multiplying. That's why it says, cut down the fig tree. Could have said the apple tree, the pear tree, but those don't have seeds like the fruit we are talking about. The fig got a lot of seeds. But it wasn't physical, brothers and sisters. That seed represents your mentality, what they was projecting. And because of the Jews were projecting that God is great and that they believe there's one God, but they kept it to themselves. So they multiply in holding that knowledge of being able to be successful in the world to themselves, that Allah had to stop it. They didn't think Jesus didn't come to kill them or to crucify them. They're from multiplying. And then came another religion called Christianity. Leaded by what? The good Jews. The good Jews felt that they should create a religion. Allah permitted. If that's what they want to do. So the First Testament was a complement to our nature. So now you had the Torah, which was whole for just themselves. He had Christianity that's still acting in their nature. One God. Then some diabolical mind decide, we get rich off of this because all are not going to accept it. So the crosses and the holy water and the baptizing, and Jesus had to carry the cross and died on the cross and said, oh, Father, today some call him God. Some refer to him as a prophet. Who did that? So Allah come and say, okay, is religion you want? I prefer to you accept Al-Islam. And I perfected it to be perfect. Now, did everybody accept it? No. Those who accept it had the will to accept. And we benefit. But more important, Christianity turned into monetary comprehensive. And you get complimented and you be rich off of selling idol gods. So we went back to idol gods in Christianity. And it was war. The Crusader War was an unbelievable war. Wars before that. Arthur was a bad general of the Christians. He was a barbaric. King Arthur will take your head in a minute just to say Christianity was the religion. Today, you are separated from your family. Today, you don't have a voice of taking care of your family. Today, you can't even come in the hospital to see what they're doing to your family. Today, we are separated and cut up in tribes. And so I always said, Salima, you and your sister is going to go to the world because this is a necessity, not a luxury. And then they got other members, families wants to join. And the man Buddha Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, oh man, paradise said, there's no stopping us now. We can't stop. We have to continue. And we have to build a community, and a community is of all human beings and all races, regardless of what your religion is. We all come from the children. We are the children of Adam. And Allah is so merciful that there's no one out here telling you that Adam was white, Adam was black. No one can tell you what it looked like. That's not what Allah wanted for us. But to understand Now, who is Adam? Adam is the first human being that punished the world. Now, you think there's 8 billion of us that Adam seed physically multiplied the world, or would you comprehend if a type is a type of Adam? So there's no picture there for you to look at. To get stuck on, I wish I can be tall as him. I wish I can have his complexion, his skin. No, brothers and sisters, what did Eve look like? Did she have long hair, short hair, knotty hair? Was she 5 feet, 6 feet? How tall was Eve? It doesn't matter. It doesn't exist. And matter is everything. Because you can't touch it, you can't feel it, but it's got to be in your heart to be able to reach your conscious and your subconscious that that is our father, that is our mother. They are one soul, one Omar, one community. And so therefore, I open up this line for people like Shalima and Nadira, Dr. Nadira. I love saying Dr. Nadira. Shalima, it's your law by next year. We'll have to call her doctor because she ain't too far away. So we'll have two doctors. How could we lose with the stuff we use? Two educated women that reach the heights casing and didn't stop. And they still not stopping. They're trying to give it back. So you learn more. It's called evolving. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to say this to you. I talk to my sons, and my sons got jokes and tell me how I should dress and what I should do today. I remember when I was a little guy, and I always put a part on the side of my head. And I did that for years, and one day my wife says, "Can you change that part?" I said, if I change my part, I wouldn't be consistent. I do what I feel I should do. So I do what I do. But my sons, they feel that I should wear the beard back again, and I should do this and I do that, but they're not me. And everything they have done, I've seen. But I do what I think ought to be done, especially when it comes to me. I'm in charge of that real estate, and I groom my real estate the way I see groom. But marriage is so important. I'm walking down 25th Street, and my wife holding my hand, and I saw all these people giving us compliments. Why? They don't do that today. And I realized, whoa, this is good. And it's like showing the connection. And then my brother's with me. So if you got a woman with you, nobody knows, well, is that the sister? Is that the daughter? Well, who is she? Because there's two men walking with her. You know the difference because they hold hands. Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, y'all look lovely. Now, those are accolades. Don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters. But what it was showing is this is what Allah wants. This is what Allah wants. We become so jealous and envious of each other that you don't even compliment people no more. Who he thinks he is to have someone like him? Who he thinks he is to have someone like her? Oh, she could have did better. Or he could have did better. But that's not what they were seeing. They were saying, I would like to walk like that with my husband. And my brother said, yeah, that's my sister-in-law and my brother. That's his wife. That's her husband. And just that walk on 131st Street and going all the way down to 125th Street. It's amazing. Islam, Christianity, men from all parts of the world. And I almost don't know all about that. I say, As-salamu alaykum. What happened to us? We don't care anymore. We don't even care about the next person. We don't care if he's dying or he's sick. We don't even give back anymore. What happened? Satan, brothers and sisters, is no match for Allah. He loves Allah. He serves Allah better than you and I. But he's trying to prove to God that you and I are not worthy of the gift that he gives us. What's that? Freedom. His angels is the number one creature. His angels do whatever Allah tells them. Outside of that, they don't know nothing else. How do you know that, Murat? Well, when the so-called angels wouldn't bow down to Adam, he turned to all of the angels and said, tell me your names. They couldn't tell. So they only know what Allah taught them. The snow, the hail, the rain, the earthquakes, the air, the sun, the moon, the stars, the animals, the human beings, all is the will of God. It's all the will of God. He's in charge, created of the heaven and the earth and everything between. We should understand that. But yet, you and I can reject it. Angels can't. The jinn can't. But you and I can. And that's why Satan don't like you. How in the hell you have that right and I don't? How could you rule? Well, he's a devil. To us, he's a devil. To us. And the devil to the stars, the moon, the sun, the seven seas, the land. And the devil to the animals, the insects, the birds, the bees. It's not his world. Who is he a devil to? Us. The crown of creation. I'm going to prove to you, Lord, that they're going to curse you. They're going to give up on you. And so he had to create all these various different detours. And the one that's most mindful of their duties to Allah, he sends all his imps that he can send to change that. Because if you do that all the way to your grave, he lost. He don't want to lose. So understand this Satan. He calls Satan. Understand who he is. He's your test to see if God is greater. And how he come after you? He don't attack your spirit. He don't attack your deen al fitra. He don't even tap your intellect. Because he knows you can overpower him. He can't come up to the level of a human being. He's a being. He ain't human. There's nothing else on this earth that's human than the human being. The Khalifa. Over top of, but he don't like us. Because he shouldn't have been created. So what do he come after? Your appetite. I remember we was getting ready to order some food, and I wanted some paste. I ain't had it in a long time. We had Sylvia's. I used to go to Sylvia's. I got love for Sylvia. Never saw her before in my life, but she was the number one restaurant over there. Then she started traveling, came into New Jersey. But it was a sophisticated and dignified restaurant. But we eating outside. My brother said, you want to eat potatoes? The way you eat too good. Yeah, I could see. You want to eat some fried fish? I ain't had it in a long time. I eat some fried fish. So what about that cornbread? Yeah, I'm going to taste that cornbread. And my brother was shocked because that ain't the way I eat. And my wife don't cook cornbread. She don't bake cornbread. And she don't make potato salad. Give her some cauliflower. She can make you some potato salad. And that's what you would think it is. So the point is that it's our appetite. My appetite wanted what, in reality, I don't eat every day, cornbread. My appetite is, I don't eat fried fish every day, but that was my appetite. My appetite was for things of that I don't need, but it's not going to kill me if I don't do it every day. So what is your appetite? Most of our appetite is sex. We want to sex this woman, that woman, every kind of woman. And then what happened to you? The great Bill Cosby is in jail because of sex. There's men that lose their lives because of alcohol. There's men that go to prison because of alcohol. There's men that go to jail for selling drugs. There's men that die from drugs for being a drug taker. There are men that rape women. There are men that rob homes. And I heard Mike Tyson said, they robbed this home. And he heard someone in the house. It was the owner. And he killed his friend. He had to run. But he didn't stop robbing. Because that's what he wanted to do. And that's the way he could make money. That was his appetite. You're a thief. You're a liar. That's your appetite. You want to take money from the poor of the poor. And make them think they're doing it for Jesus. Well, we got a new one now. They take money. They think you're supposed to do it for the sake of Allah. They rob us. They steal from us. They con us. And don't think they're going to pay. Matter of fact, only way I can warn them, I'm telling you what's getting ready to happen right now. Right now, the money that was given to all them people that collected the money in New Jersey, I don't know about anywhere else, but in New Jersey, did not give that money to the people they really were surveilling. They're going to get them for fraud. Now, these are good men. They ain't never been to jail, nothing, but wait till it hit them. Just like that COVID-19. That medicine you shooting in your arm. Oh, you fighting cancer. Like we fight anything else that attack us. We won't fight it. But wait 6 months from now. We're going to see most of them, they dying now because you shouldn't have took the needle. Well, hell, you shouldn't have took the money, brother, and thought you was tricking the government. They now ain't want their money back. But you're going to have a felon under your name that's conning the government. We don't understand that. We think we got away with it. You have a right to steal. You have a right to be a pimp. You have a right to be a dope dealer. You have a right to do these various different things that you are not to do. But Allah will reward you. Well, how is he rewarding us all? Rod, you got away. You were successful for 11 years. Nicky Barnes and Frank Lucas. My brother showed me a book that who really had the money. He said they were trying to get in that door, and the door was not opening. Not because of the lock. There was so much money behind that door that was his. That he locked that money behind that door and couldn't open it because it was so much money. So what it was called was temporary heaven for permanent hell. 35 years in the prison. Oh, my God, that's a shame, a disgrace. That's where you want to throw your life away. So Allah says, I will reward you, but you're going to pay. When Allah sees fit, that you're going to pay. My children have done things that's wrong because my wife would tell me, you know, from the lower one to the top. And when daddy comes home, they run and jump in daddy's hands, and they know why they in my arms, they're going to get a spanking. But they didn't know when it was coming. So I play with them, and we go and play all kinds of games, and they so happy. And then after 4 or 5 days, I said, okay, go over your record while I was gone. And my oldest son told me he hated that. He would prefer me to beat him and then go play. And then the beating is gone. But they kept saying, when's daddy going to beat us? When's daddy going to beat us? And my wife used to say, you didn't get Marat. He did such and such. Not now. You don't come home scoring the children and beating them. They're going to run away from you. They hear that engine coming in, they gone. But when I came in, Abraham jumped my arms, all of them just jumped in their arms and said, Daddy's home, we're going to have some fun now. But then the punishment got to come. And that's how Allah works. He lets you be successful on that which your appetite got you in trouble. Now you see the words appetite. And you thought it was food. You see the words of sin, so-and-so died from that sin. So-and-so died from that sin. Moses died for his sin. Jesus died because he died for all of our sins. Adam came in this world sinning. They all died from his sin. But just think of it. Show me what a sin is. Can you feel it? Can you touch it? Show me what a sin is. So when you sin to be a rapist, you just die. We're not a moral death. There would be so many of us died if we had to die physically for our sins. No, that's not what God is saying. You die from the moral substance that God has given you to not sin. So you did. But you can come alive if you repent. If you don't repent, you live with that sin. In the final day of judgment, you will be judged on that sin. So I thought it was necessary for me to come on the air, which is Shalima Muhammad and Dr. Nadira Muhammad's. This is their program. Yes, New Africa, excellent. Marad speaks. I created the program. But this is their program. And so therefore, I'm hoping and praying that their program can get a whole lot of your women to come on the program. Not just their program, get your own. Cost you nothing. We got many hours left saved for people that got something to bring to humanity. Not just our community. Now we say our community in the sense of the word. The African American community is the ones of suffering. So I like this metaphor. Your mother got shot in the leg, and your father got shot in the arm. And we spoke about how we love them. But you're a doctor. But you see a stranger over there was shot in the head. Which one of the three are you going to pay close attention to. Because mama and her leg ain't dying. Give her a center, she'll be all right. Only what's in that needle that you shot, but she ain't got no pain. Father that shot in the arm, give him the same medicine so he don't suffer, but they're not going to die. You got to go get the one that's dead, dying. Regardless who or she or what nationality or what of their sexual presence, doesn't come to your mind when you're a doctor. You got to go care that patient. Well, that's the metaphor. We got to tie into the Irishman. You want me to name them all types of nationality, but the one who's dying is the African American. That's why we have to put emphasis on that, because those are the ones that die of mental death, a spiritual death, a sinful death, but they're still here. And we still can give back that which God has given to us. So you sisters that have this ability, come behind that rock. While Allah says he will pick up the smallest rock and give it the blessing that it deserves to have. So you're not too small. These barakats. And these barakats is for all those who want to give back for the sake of Allah. Don't die in physical death because you don't want to be a part of this world. Think about your mother. Think about your father. Think about your siblings. Think about your wife or husband. Think about the sake of Allah, that I would not abuse my family because I want to die. And maybe you'll stand up in your spirit and stand up in your soul and stand up in your deen that fits you in the nature in which you was created. Stand up in your top and be obedient to God. If you do that, Allah will save you. I thank you for listening. And we went a little over because we came on 10 minutes late. Nevertheless, Salima Muhammad, Nadira Muhammad, the Nadira, we put emphasis on that as a great achievement. Shall return next week. And we'll bring you, sometimes they have a guest. If not, they're talking amongst each other. But it'll give you an idea, a clear idea, a metaphor to make you want to be motivated to do what they are doing. There's one sister of theirs want to come on and teach you economics and how we can be successful. That's a hundred law. And what I want to be taught, how we want to get a physician to represent us behind the wall. I found the answer. Inshallah, in the next 2 months or three, we wouldn't have to worry about not having a doctor. It's a necessity and is in the rules of the law of this land. We found it. Inshallah, we'll begin to do it. It needs no money. But you know who to call is taken care of. Inshallah. I'm your host for this afternoon, Murad Muhammad. And I reiterate, this broadcast is brought to you by New Africa Excellent. Murad speaks. We thank you for listening. Peace and love. Assalamu alaikum.